because people love it when I'm mean to Rush. Thank you very much to Rush for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. The time is 6 o'clock on the dot. Hey, way to go, Rush, for doing something right for once in your life. Did I already think I did? Thank you very much to Rush for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. You were listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. The mascot winning show will start very soon. Oh, just you wait, idiots. Off to a great start. But first, we're going to hear some, let's go, No Bunny, Blow Dumb. Mascot winning show starts right now. A well-oiled piece of fish. The time is 6:03 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at koop.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Hatta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the Bronwyn Blake phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, please do. The phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP. You may also tweet at us. We are at Mascot Wedding. We will have it open, hopefully. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it, nobody else.
Yay.
Rawr, Radio Lions. Rawr.
Growl. We just heard No Bunny.
Yes. Is that really the name of that group?
It is.
That's adorable.
From their first Blood album, that was Blow Dumb.
First Blood.
That's right.
I thought I approved that, but I didn't.
It was a concept album based on the movie from Sylvester Stallone. Are you familiar with
that?
Is
that true? I sound a little quiet.
You know what? I sound a little tinny, which is very odd. I don't know if this is carrying over to everybody.
Let me see. How about now? Still a little quiet.
I think you sound rich and full.
What if I want to get loud? Okay. Just testing.
Ladies!
Yeah, that sounds great to me.
I could do an entire hour of that. How are you, Mac Blake?
I am doing okay.
Just okay?
Yeah, I'm just okay.
Okay.
No, I'm doing good, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah. Before I came over, I updated the Mascot Wedding homepage.
Oh.
With some info you might want to check out.
Ooh.
If you like live entertainment.
Oh, yeah. Blues on the Green's coming up again.
No. There's some information on there if you're interested in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got a good show coming up. We got a topic on the table. Some ribald tales, I'm sure. By the way, so last week, I'd like to follow this up, David.
Sure.
First of all, I'm sorry. Where are my manners? Someone must have flushed them down the toilet. How are you, David?
I am good. I have an open letter that I want to get to, but I will get to it after you deal with your thing that you're writer to last week's show, let's say.
Yeah, writer to last week's show. Last week we were looking at the Austin Chronicle Best of Austin ballot.
Yes.
And we were trying to sneak ourselves on there.
Yes, any way we could.
Yeah. Here's what we should do.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about making a post on the Mascot Wedding Facebook page. Find us there.
Right.
But then I was like, all of a sudden I sort of felt like not right about it. I was like, it felt a little too self-servy.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, this show, of course, very self-serving already.
Of course.
And it just felt, I just couldn't bring myself to pull the trigger and be like, hey, everyone, vote for us. So mm-hmm. Here's what I'd like to do. David, what automobile-based trend do we love on the show?
Donks.
Donks. Do that noise again. Yeah. Donks. So there is a wild card category in the Austin Chronicle, mm-hmm. Austin Chronicle Best of Austin 2011 ballot for wild card write-in.
Yes.
I'd like people to write in Austin Donk Scene.
Yes.
Spread it. Austin Donk Scene. Tell your friends. You see someone vote and go, Oh, suck a time. It is time to vote for the Austin Donk scene.
That's right. We got to represent the Austin Donk scene.
Austin Donk scene.
Yeah, forget about Mascot Wedding or Stag Comedy or anything like that or Mac and David. Yeah.
Hashtag Austin Donk scene. Dude, if that gets passed, I feel like we will have been a part of it.
Oh, I would feel super great about that. I would feel better about that than if anything that we do, because anything that we do, it's like, it's almost ingenuine. It's like, oh, Mascot Wedding made it. Who do we have to pay off? But if the Donk scene makes it, then it's like, we champion the right cause.
Look, Chronicle critics, I know you're listening to the show, because who isn't?
Right.
It's like a mini event.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is not unlike that Noah Wiley show on TNT.
What's the one, Falling Skies?
Yes. It's like the event of the summer, if you believe the NBA playoffs. Anyway.
If you're listening, Austin Donk scene, if you have to make a critics pick, mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Yeah. Even if you have to call it a critics pick, like Variety does. What? I'm sorry.
Don't make me come up with a fake calendar listing. Just to get it in that issue of the Chronicle. Let's do it. Let's do it, Mascot Wedding Army.
Yes. Ooh, I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah. Are they really an army?
They are. They're reserve.
Let's go, Mascot Wedding Orphans.
They, one weekend a month, we ask you to do something. We're pulling your number.
The Mascot Wedding Orphanage?
Yeah.
Actually, I told you this. One time I was in Dallas,
uh-huh.
And I turned on the radio, and it was a sports radio, but it was called The Orphanage.
What?
Yeah, and it was just two guys, and I mean, maybe... Look, I don't live in Dallas. If you know what I'm talking, maybe it's like a big thing and I don't know about it.
Uh-huh.
But it was the weirdest show. Keep in mind, it was super early.
Right.
And they were just like complaining about like how they don't bag as many chicks as they used to. I don't know. It was the weirdest thing. And I was like, this is on sports talk? This is insane.
Who's going to get a radio show complaining about how many chicks they don't bag?
What? Yeah, but on sports talk.
Right.
And then this was the Mavs season where they lost to... The Warriors.
Oh, so
08? Where they won like an insane amount of games.
Yeah.
But they started out 0-4.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And so it was that weekend when they're 0-4, and the guy's like, I don't even talk about the Mavs, they're garbage. And then they went on to win like, you know, crazy amount.
That's weird how that'll turn around.
Yeah. And then, of course, highs and lows. But look, you're happy now, right, Mavs fans?
Yeah. So put a sock in it.
Okay, done with that. Austin Donk scene. Hashtag it.
Yeah.
Hashtag it. So, David, what are you?
We're going to spread it around.
I need to calm down.
No, it's good energy. I think it was that hype noise that I gave you.
Yeah,
let's
hear it again.
All right, you get two more.
Two more?
This Sunday, we're selling sneakers.
Anyway, what was your open letter?
My open letter was to... Okay, yeah, we got time. My open letter to the anonymous lady at the bus stop... Thursday morning around 7:30 a.m. Dear creepy lady, you don't always get what you want in life, so knock it off. Sincerely, me. Let me give you a little backstory as to what happened. I get off the bus. I'm waiting for my connecting bus, so I get off bus A waiting for bus B. And I'm waiting for bus B at the main bus terminal on North Lamar, where all the buses kind of come through. And there's so many buses coming through that sometimes I like to stand off... on the curb and see if I can spot my bus as it's coming. Well, a lot of people like to do this. And so I'm not alone in doing this. But I'm standing on the curb Thursday morning and I have my earbuds in. I'm listening to some music. But I still hear the faint sound through my earbuds of someone complaining at best, being shrill and evil at worst. Can't quite put my finger on it, but I don't think it's about me because I'm just an innocent guy standing on the curb.
Wait, so you couldn't make out what you were saying at this point?
No, because it was also in some, it was half foreign dialect, half crazy dialect, if that makes any sense.
I'm on board.
Okay, like after your brain and liver have been ravaged by time and booze, swollen with liquor, you start to not make as much sense as you would have previously.
That's true. It's hard to talk. It's hard to talk, Dags.
You like dogs?
You like dogs, do you?
Oh, I like dogs.
It's hard to talk with your back teeth floating around.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. You're right on the trolley. So this lady's being crazy behind me, and I ignore her because she's being crazy at way too early of an hour in the morning.
Good on you. It's what you should be doing.
But then I feel a poking on my bottom. And then I turn around, and it is the lady's cane. She is a good 3 feet away. Extending her cane, poking me on the bottom. And she says, as best as I can decipher, I want to watch the buses. And so I couldn't make it out at first. I'm like, excuse me. She's like, get out of the way. I want to watch the buses. So I, not knowing what to do at this point, I acquiesce. and I step aside so she can watch the buses. But as the day wore on, I got furious about this. Because who is she? She was on the bench. She was sitting down. Like, people are just going to stand wherever they want sometimes. Mm-hmm. And if you lose the view of the buses, I'm sorry. But then I got mad at myself for moving and giving her a view of the buses. She can't have it that way. But then I thought, well, I can have it that way, but I was weaker in this scenario. She wanted it, she went for it, and she got it. So I didn't know whether to be more mad at her or more mad at me. But a very simple solution could have been, hey lady, you can't always get it the way you want it. Don't poke people in the bottom when you want to see the buses. So that's my open letter to the lady.
I hope she gets it. I really hope she does.
I don't think she gets much.
No.
I think she's just living in her own world with her. And then she took off her support hose and started picking her feet. That's another letter, but I'm not doing that right now.
I could maybe have an open letter.
Please do.
Open letter to Taco Bell. Dear Taco Bell. Yeah. Here's why. So, David.
Yes.
I've cut down on the amount of fast food I eat.
And good on you.
However, when things get a little crazy and I'm super hectic and I don't have anything to eat at the house, that is a perfect storm for me getting some fast food. Mm. And it'll happen. And fortunately or unfortunately, I went to Taco Bell recently.
Right.
And in the drive-thru window, it had a little sticker. Mm-hmm. Sticker had three pictures in a row, like a comic strip. Imagine that.
Oh, sure.
And first one.
Sequential art.
It had a picture of a Taco Bell employee. And above it, it said, all right, first of all, it goes Taco Bell up top.
Uh-huh.
First picture, a picture of a Taco Bell employee smiling. Above it, it goes, my schedule. Second picture, a bunch of Taco Bell employees hanging out. Above it, it says, my friends.
Uh-huh.
Third one, a picture of outside a Taco Bell restaurant. It says, my future.
What?
It says, Taco, your Taco Bell.
I'm afraid not.
Yeah, yeah. That is dirty pull. Who sees, like, man, that is not fair to your employees, Taco Bell.
No, that's not.
Because here's the promise of Taco Bell. Uh-huh. It is, hey, come to Taco Bell, where your time will be consumed by working here.
Mm-hmm.
Your only friends will be Taco Bell employees, and you'll work here forever. Like, seriously, my future. Who sees that and like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I could see some shut-in being like, what? Working at Taco Bell is a great place to make friends. Because, yeah, there are people out there that are that sad.
Right.
And then they're like, the only way I can make friends is microwaving tacos. Like, that's my only recourse.
But hey, you get to operate the gun.
But the my future? That yeah. is grim.
Yes.
That is grim, Taco Bell.
And look, let's be...
Dirty pool.
Let's be smart about this. Times are tough. People need jobs. So here's the sign Taco Bell should make. It is a big sign with, like, old-timey lemonade stand painted words that says, we have jobs. And that's it. You don't need to sell people like, oh, maybe this is my future. Maybe I belong finally. Like, just tell people, hey, you want to come stand behind a counter for 8 hours? We'll pay you for that 8 hours.
Yeah, and if it's going to say, like, my future, maybe have a picture of a Taco Bell manager or working in the Taco Bell corporate office or distribution center or whatever. Not just the outside of a Taco Bell, like, yep, here's where you'll be.
Yeah, yeah, because I like the way McDonald's does it. To give credit to McDonald's, if I may, is they'll show, you know, the ads, the sort of, what am I looking for? Print ads.
Yeah.
Where you'll have somebody in a corporate office. You'll have somebody, like, holding big important files or something, or they're wearing a tie. And it's like, I started at McDonald's shoveling fries or eating pickles or whatever they do, and I don't know. But now look at me. That's awesome. There is a semblance of a future if you go to work at McDonald's. But Taco Bell is just a weird, brightly colored box, not unlike a photo mat that you just go in and shovel meat.
Oh, it's totally a photo mat.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you're right. McDonald's, I bet these are the exceptions. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they are. They're, you know, not common occurrence is the fact that someone rose from, like, you know, working the drive through to now they're in charge of, like, you know, all of the Alabama McDonald's.
Right.
Whatever. However, yes, at least they painted like, hey, look, here's your future. Not just like, hey, look at this place. Like, this is where you're going to be. You're going to be sweeping up cinnamon twists off the floor for the rest of your life.
Give us your ankle size so we can fit you for a ball and chain.
Yep. Hey, but don't worry, we hired some new friends. We got a new friend, can't get a job anywhere else because he's got a giant neck tattoo.
Yeah, all your old pals, Fausto and Gail. Yeah, all of them.
Fausto.
I worked with a guy named Fausto.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was a criminal.
You know, the sentence didn't feel like it was going to end right there.
Well,
just based on sound.
I had to say criminal because I didn't want to say the crime that he committed. So I just stuck with criminal.
Because there's still a...
No, because it's horrible. Because it would put the brakes on this show.
Oh, it would bump us all out?
Yes, it would.
Okay, let's take a break then.
All right. Okay, let's take a break.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, jeepers. Here you go.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I think this is... I want to say track 4. I should have listened to a bit of it. Sorry. I'm going to cough. Hey, folks. The Handsome Furs have a new album out. I've already played some tracks off of it. But now I actually have a physical copy of the album. Gels. Bet you is. They're also playing Mohawk in August.
Yeah, it should be a good show.
Yeah, it should be a good show. I don't know who's opening. Oh, boy. I should have looked up the track name. I certainly will afterwards. But this is their album, Sound Capital. And play a little bit of it to start us out with. Yeah, this is it. Handsome Furs, more Masked Wedding Show after this.
Will I do remember? All right, we're back with more Masked Wedding Show. My name is David Hatta.
And my name is Mac Blake, and we just heard Memories of the Future, a track by the Handsome Furs. Off of their Sound Capital album. And that, yes, ooh, sorry. Oh, yeah, we got a phone call.
Not at all.
Sorry, confused.
You're doing
KOOP, you're on the air.
Hey, I was calling back about the donks.
What's your name, caller?
Oh, it's Nathan.
Nathan!
What's up, Nathan? How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Yeah, you guys, you know, you touched on a topic that's very near and dear to my heart.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, I wanted to call back in. I think it's a great idea. I mean, I think it's about time the Austin Donk scene gets the recognition it's due.
I agree, yeah.
Yeah, I've never filled out one of those Chronicle Best of Austin Clothes, but I might have to go do that this year because I think it's a great idea.
Boom, you're doing it, Nathan. Right
there.
You
know, there. I would even go a little bit farther and suggest that they need to have, like, the best Donk category.
See, I would love that. That is my... That's a long-term dream. But I think we need to establish the momentum for the Austin Donk scene and then... More people will do donks, and then maybe 5 years down the line, we can have best donk.
Yeah,
baby steps. You know, you gotta look at the big picture. But I don't know. I mean, I was gonna ask you guys what you thought the best donk in Austin would be.
You know, I haven't seen a lot of Austin donks in person.
Yeah,
I've just seen pictures. I saw a Nintendo donk the other day.
Yeah.
I also saw a Sonic the Hedgehog donk. Didn't?
Oh, that's right. Somebody tweeted to us.
Yeah. Yeah, they sent us a picture. I didn't see that one with my eyes, but I'm all for that one.
Are they all Austin? I mean, is it like an Austin phenomenon, or I'm assuming it's nationwide?
No, it's a nationwide phenomenon. It's just now gaining traction in Austin. I think the best one I've seen with my own eyes in this town is the Big Red Soda donk, because Big Red has a, shall we say, certain demographic. And I happen to be in that demographic, so don't think I'm being awful. I could appreciate it because it's near and dear to my heart twice a year, let's say.
Yeah. Isn't there also like a Newport? Is there like a Newport cigarette one or something?
Oh, that would be the best.
Nathan.
And there's also the Skittles one, which I told you about last time, which I think that's my favorite personally. But another thing I noticed of it last time I saw it, is not only does it have the nutrition facts, which I mentioned before, but it also has, like, this crazy, like, Pee Wee Herman-style, like, horn attached to the front of it, where it's got, like, 9 horns coming out of, like, one like, ball or whatever.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, it's man.
It's crazy looking. Yeah, it looks all like Willy Wonka or, like, Pee Wee Herman-style or something.
Okay, I haven't seen that one with my own eyes, but on your word alone, that's the leader in the clubhouse, because that's great.
Yeah, just drive by that tire store over by the Fiesta, 38.5. It's like always over there.
Done and done.
So that's your pick for Donk of the Year?
Yeah. I mean, if I was going to take somebody on a tour of Austin, I would definitely try to show them that.
Yeah, take that, Franklin Barbecue.
Well, yeah. The Franklin is a little elusive from what I hear. So
hold on. let me throw this out at you, Nathan, since I've got you on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
If we're talking long-term goals, let's do local Austin business donks. Let's get
local Austin business donk.
Yeah, let's get like a cheapo disc donk going or something.
Oh yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, cheapo Wazoo.
Yeah,
You know, I don't know what else anybody could get on there. ACL maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. I think this would...
ACL.
UC maybe? I don't know.
I think this would fishtail into a topic that I was sort of working on for a while, mm-hmm. which I don't have a... It's not completely ready, but it's the best Austin business names.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, my favorite Austin business name right now is Teacher Heaven, because right underneath it on the sign, it says Teacher Heaven, not just for teachers. Like, as soon as they told you the name, they had to explain it, which that goes to show you that's a crappy name, but that is very, I'd donk that up.
Yeah, yeah. I think businesses should look into maybe sponsoring their own donks.
Yes.
To help get the word out of business.
I like this idea a lot.
I do like it a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm going to try to get in on that that donk voting. What did you say the category was again?
It's the wild card at the bottom of the poll. It's like, you know, just fill in the blank.
Okay. Austin donk scene. I'll get on that.
Right. I believe you only, like, if you want to, you can only, fill out one thing.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, go ahead, you know, vote for whatever your other favorite things in Austin are. But if you don't have the time, you just want to just vote for Austin donk scene in the wild card category, I won't stop you.
Yeah, I might just do that. You know, I don't know if I have time to fill out all, like, 50 categories or whatever. I don't know.
As long as you fly the flag for us.
Yeah, yeah. The Austin donk scene is what the important one.
Yes. So. If anything needs recognition, it's that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Nathan.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I'll let you guys get back to the show.
All right, thanks, dude.
Thank you.
Okay, talk to you later.
All right, okay, bye.
Nathan, nice caller or the nicest caller?
Nicest caller.
Nathan, I think you're in the running right now, caller of the year.
Oh, yeah. It's, man, it's a boat race right now. Are you kidding me?
So that expression, boat race.
Uh-huh.
I know that it means, in this instance, that Nathan is way out in front of everyone else.
Yes.
Now, is that an expression because if a man tries to race a boat, he being on foot, mm-hmm. the boat would beat him? What does the expression come from?
No, the expression boat race comes from, if you've ever watched a boat race, like the America's Cup or whatever, once you have a lead, you never lose that lead. There's no one who ever comes from behind in a boat race.
I'm sorry, I'm afraid to correct you, David, but there is a little movie with John Candy, I believe, called Summer Rental. Uh-huh. And he came from behind.
Fair enough, sir. You have me at a loss.
KOP, you're on the air.
I had a question for Mac and David.
Yes. Who is this, by the way?
This is Spencer.
Spencer? Do we know the Spencer?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. How are you doing, Spencer?
Not too bad. How's it going?
It's going great. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to know what exactly a donk is.
I'm sorry. We were a little neglect. We assumed everyone was on board with donks.
No, afraid not.
David, I think you can explain it better.
Yes, a donk is an automobile, not unlike the sort of showmobiles that you might see people, you know, they've taken an Impala or a Cutlass and given a nice new paint job and some nice wheels, that sort of thing. But a donk takes it a step further by putting a corporate logo on the car.
Okay, so I've seen the Skittles one then. Okay, that's what I was not sure about, but okay, all right then.
Yeah, now you're on the trolley.
Yeah, and then I was just wondering, do people, like, are they sponsored by these companies, or people just because they love Skittles or what?
No, apparently, doing my research on the internet, people will do it because they like how, it's almost a show of respect, like, man, I love how Skittles has come up in the world, it's like the Scarface of candies, so I'm going to put it on my car.
Exactly. Okay. Well, cool beans. Just thanks for clearing that up there.
Spencer, I got a question for you. Have you voted yet in the best of Austin?
No, I have not. But now I can, knowing that what it is.
Under the wild card category, Austin donk scene.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be an ignorant voter, so, you know, I had to find out.
Well, I appreciate that.
See to it that you do.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Spencer.
Thank you, Spencer.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, bye. It's happening. Can't stop it.
No, can't stop it.
It only holds. What happens when the unstoppable force meets the immovable object?
WrestleMania 7.
I was thinking the Juggernaut hits the Blob.
Warrior versus Flair.
I think the Juggernaut bounced off the Blob.
From the Pontiac Silverdome in Pontiac, Michigan.
That really wasn't a match, right?
Warrior versus Flair? Wasn't that WrestleMania 7?
No. Yeah, but that couldn't have been billed as that.
Wait, hold on. Maybe I'm thinking Kane Undertaker. I don't know. Just because, I mean... I don't want to do this right now.
Ric Flair is neither of those things. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey there. I have a question about Donk and then a comment about the Best of Austin voting.
Sure, what's your name, caller?
First of all, yep.
No,
I'm sorry. I interrupted David. What is your name, caller?
Carter.
Carter, how are you?
Excellent. So if the Donk, it's not like the it's not like the totally covered car with like that's like a corporate advertisement that like the advertisement that a company's paid for someone to like, you know, paint their car. That's not a Donk, correct?
Right, correct. It's not like, you know, it's not like someone who works for Remax. Like, I'm a Remax agent. No, it is someone who has nothing to do with Whopper's candy painting
right.
their
somebody,
car.
It's somebody who works for Whopper's candy and paints their car with a Remax logo.
It is. You know what? Maybe they have that kind of money. Yes, you're absolutely right.
And what was the comment?
You know, and then secondly, I was just going to say, I wrote in on the Austin Chronicle write-in page the friendliest hobos, which is Man Shack and Barton Skyway are my nominations for friendliest hobos. I wonder if anybody else has a nomination for friendliest hobos.
Hold on. Let's ask everyone. No response.
Oh, hang on. I'll play this game. Man Shack and Barton Skyway. So that is, man, that's way out there. What are you doing out there?
Oh, no, like just Man Shack, just right off of South Lamar. That little, like when if you were going to take a left on Man Shack, such as I just did while talking on the phone and calling into a radio show.
Hey, come on.
Yeah, you.
No, he did the right thing.
You make a left on Man Shack off of South Lamar, and there's some really, really nice hobos hanging out there. They're good people.
All right. Man, you know what? I do want to play this, but I can't think of any, like, that's a pleasant hobo. First of all, after a certain point, let's not call them hobos, like, unless they have, like, a clown-painted beard. And
well, hey, they're homeless bohemians.
That's true. Are they smoking cigars off a toothpick?
Smoking cigars off of toothpicks, probably opportunity they would.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why there's not nicer hobos. Why aren't those people in a good mood?
Yeah, seriously. It takes more smiles to, or takes more muscles to frown. Damn it.
Let me ask you this, Carter. Let's say there's a groundswell, and the hobos, we will continue to use that term, at that particular corner, they win Best of Austin. What happens then?
Well, the question is, where do they hang the...
Where they hang the banner? All right.
Where do they hang the Best of Austin banner that you get? I mean, if you
want Carter, your phone's breaking up.
Yeah, your phone's breaking up, Carter.
All right.
We're going to let you go, but thanks for calling. Obviously, it's vinyl.
Uh-huh.
How do we know this, David?
Because we have one.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Skins on the wall.
That's right.
We also know that thing costs money.
It does cost money. They don't just give it to you.
No, they don't.
No. You choose the giant banner you want to buy.
I have one hanging in my bedroom right now.
I got mine wrapped up because it's too big for any place in my my place, I'll just say. Yeah, but I mean, they could... This feels a little insensitive, but they could use it as a blanket.
Oh, they absolutely could. Or some sort of rain slicker.
You know, tell you what happened, instead of voting for the nicest hobos, maybe give them some food next
time. Exactly. Maybe vote with a dollar that you put in an envelope and mail to them.
You know what, though? Maybe Carter does. Why are we assuming Carter doesn't help out the homeless?
Because his phone sounded lousy.
that's the reason.
That's the only reason I got.
Oh, do you want to dive into this topic?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. You set this up. This is your topic. This is your T-O-P-I-C topic.
It is my topic. Shall I run with it?
Run.
Hand me the rock. So we were talking, actually, you know what? I forget what spurred this on, but we were talking with a friend of ours, friend of the show, Joe Parsons, who is also doing Master Pancake Theater this weekend at Lake Creek. We were talking about celebrities. I think there was a celebrity in town. Oh, this is going to be a great start to this topic.
Yeah, I don't remember which one, but it was something like...
Was it Nick Offerman? Were we talking about Nick?
Oh, no. I think it was before that. But anyway.
Okay. Anyway.
Man, keep going.
So let's cut through that part of the topic, and let's get to the actual meat of it. So let's say there's a celebrity in town. We all love celebrities. They're like our royalty. But there are two kinds of people. There are the people who will rush up to them no matter who it is, no matter if they're on some D-level sitcom or no matter if they're the biggest star in the world, they will run up and ask for an autograph and shake their hand and take their picture because it's a celebrity. They're doing this thing that entertained me. Or conversely, there are the people who know that that's still a human being inside that shell of good looks and talent. And I don't want to bother them because I wouldn't want to be bothered with someone rushing up to me and shaking my hand and taking my picture and saying that they love me, that sort of thing. So... The discussion went like this. everyone's got that person that they would sort of mark out for, no matter who it is. They would run up and shake their hand and, you know, all the pictures.
Yes, but yeah, celebrities, of course,
yeah,
are people too.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Even the calmest and coolest have that person that they will flip out over.
Yes. However, there's certain times when you don't want to bother them.
You absolutely don't want to bother them. There was the story during South By where someone bothered Jake Gyllenhaal in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't do that. And you also absolutely do not bother a celebrity while they're eating.
Like, look, I love Tim Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
But if I saw Tim Duncan eating at wherever in San Antonio, Taco Cabana, Jim's.
Taco Bueno.
Taco Bueno. They don't have Taco Bueno in SA.
Maybe he made the drive. He's okay. Got that kind of money.
If he was in San Marcos, like, well, here you go. If I saw him eating at
I derailed you. I'm sorry.
La Tierra.
Okay. There you go.
Or Mi Tierra, excuse me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't bother him.
Right.
Because I would know that, hey, man, you know, he's eating. That's not cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had that situation one time where Bill Pullman, we saw him at a restaurant, but we knew, don't interrupt it. But there's also going to be that celebrity or that star or that personality who, no matter what, you have to say hi to them.
And so the topic is...
The topic is, whose dinner are you interrupting? 472-5667. Who is that celebrity that is just in the stratosphere for you? Like, if you saw, I'm going to go out on a limb and assume my parents are listening, and I'm going to say if they saw Clint Eastwood at a table at Chipotle, they would interrupt his dinner, even though they know my parents are smart. They know not to interrupt dinners, but if it's Clint Eastwood, and especially, here's something you also have to take into consideration, and I feel awful for saying this. How many more opportunities are you going to get to see Clint Eastwood, if you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, here's the thing, man. See, you mentioned like Nick Offerman.
Yeah.
Who, of course, is TV's Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, Ron Swanson. If I saw that dude, I'd totally interrupt his dinner. But now as the moments pass, I'm sitting down and imagining myself and like looking over me like, hey, there's Ron Swanson at that table. I don't think I could.
Uh-huh.
Because I was about to say for this topic, I'm a huge Tina Fey fan, as is a lot of people.
Are
a lot of people, excuse me. And I was like, man, I'd totally like, if this is my one opportunity. But no, I wouldn't. Like, you know, I don't think I could.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could. I mean, I might wait outside the Westwant. Might wait outside the Westwant.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I'd kill that rabbit. K.O.P. are on the air.
Hey, it's Kelly.
Hey.
Who? I would totally interrupt Jackie Chan.
Wait, who is this?
My name is Kelly.
Oh, hey, Kelly. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just working.
Oh, sure.
Where are you working, if you don't mind saying?
I'm making some hotel reservations for luxury clients.
Oh.
But
you would totally interrupt Jackie Chan.
Yes.
You're a huge Jackie Chan fan, huh?
Huge Jackie Chan fan.
Well, how long does your love of Jackie Chan go back?
What is it? All the way back to Drunken Master.
Okay. So mm-hmm. So you're real deal. You're not Rush Hour 2 Jackie Chan fan.
You're not the Spy Upstairs or whatever that stupid thing was called.
I stopped at Spy Next Door. Oh my God, that movie sucks.
As well you should. You're a Jackie Chan fan.
Yeah, I can only go up to Rush Hour 1.
Good for you.
Yeah. But, I mean, I can tolerate some Rush Hour 2, but it's just that I just really like him, and I just think that he's such, I mean, I don't know, I just really like the way he is with his life as far as, you know, he takes care of his people, and he's always donating to charity, and he's all about the kids, and he doesn't really have any scandals.
Yeah, I agree.
You know,
he has one scandal.
What was the scandal?
They said that he got a Japanese, like, beauty queen pregnant and had an illegitimate child with her.
Oh, no.
That's not my business.
Thing, but
you know what? As big of a star as he is, like an international megastar, I think he's one guy that if he got bothered eating out, he would have been like, well, that's what's, you know, he'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would be cool. He would be like a cool Jackie Chan guy, and maybe he'd like grab my sweater and like pull it over my head and do this crazy move.
Hold on.
You know what, Kelly, for a half second I really thought you were gonna be like, yeah, maybe he'd like pull my sweater and kiss me and just never stop kissing me, and then we'd ride on a motorcycle to a treehouse he can only jump up to.
No, he's pulling the sweater over my head and then making me hit myself in the face.
I see. So he's using you for like a stunt,
right? Like in Rumble in the Bronx.
Nice.
By the way, my favorite part of Rumble in the Bronx is the fact that the multiracial gang Uh-huh. Is it the thing? Because here's the thing. Kings aren't really like, you know, the Planeteers in terms of race.
Right, exactly.
But this one was.
They don't have quotas to fill. My favorite part about Rumble in the Bronx is that you could see the Toronto skyline in half the movie. So of all the things to call it, maybe just call it Rumble in Town.
What about the clothes? The clothes of the gang.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The gang clothes are friggin' awesome.
That film was not made for us here in America at first.
Let me ask you one last question. I'll let you go, Kelly. If you have an opportunity to have Jackie Chan sign one item, what would that be?
It would be my VHS of Rumble in the Bronx.
Okay.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nicely done.
Can I tell you something that's the wrong answer?
No.
Because it would be a copy of Cannonball Run.
See, now that I have never actually seen that.
Get thee to a video store. Actually, it might be Cannonball Run 2. I'm misspeaking.
But I know that. I know that he was in like the first Cannonball Run.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was like his first. Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out. I'm on the Netflix.
If you want to see America's finest stars of 1982 debase themselves for a paycheck, you go get yourself Cannonball Run right now.
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
And thank you for taking my call. I listen to you guys all the time, and I really appreciate you what you're doing. So thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, dude.
We appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Awesome dong scene.
You know, you say that really fast. Sounds like something else. Also, he was in some movie with Danny Aiello. Remember that?
Oh, The Protector.
Is that it? Where his English was not so good.
That's right. And there was like they spent a good third of the movie in some weird like bathhouse, and there was a fight scene that broke out in there. And I remember watching that as a teenager, going, "This isn't right, Jackie Chan. This is a bad career move for you." I should thank you for. I'm glad you mentioned that I wasn't pronouncing Austin Donk scene correctly. Because I have been getting emails from listener Laura, who thought I was saying Austin dog scene. And she sent me a link to Nick Swardson's dog, which apparently is a good dog.
Thanks, listener Laura.
Oh, but it looks like Chewbacca. That's why.
You did it.
Yay. We all did it.
We all did it.
So, Mac, whose dinner are you interrupting?
Whose dinner am I interrupting? Well, I looked down my list of favorite people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge Will Ferrell fan. I don't think I'm interrupting his dinner.
I don't think so.
In fact, I think it came out like there's Autograph Magazine.
Yes.
Which, by the way, if you subscribe to that magazine, you got a problem.
Yeah.
But
you
yeah,
got and issues was, and not just of Autograph Magazine.
Yes. Boo. And he was listed as like one of the rudest celebrities when it came to getting autographs. And he was, you know, he was on Conan was needling him about it. And he responded with, you know, I'm happy to meet people when I'm eating dinner, though. That's my time, you know, or when I'm out with my family.
Right.
So I don't think I would bother him.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be kind of like you said. If there is a celebrity, I'd be more inclined to bother someone who is not from the United States.
Okay.
Or someone who is super old, and I probably might not get another chance. That sounds like really weird, but you know what? Even if I saw Clint Eastwood dining at, let's say, I don't know, the Vince Young Steakhouse.
Yes.
I might wait outside if I wanted to get a picture with him or something.
Uh-huh.
Or cinnamon. I still don't think I'd bother him. However, see, man, I don't know now.
It's tough. It's a tough thing.
It is super tough.
Because then you have to play the angles and like, what if they whisk him away? What if this literally is your only chance?
You see, it also depends on the restaurant.
Sure.
I'm picturing like, you know, a place with, what do you call it, tablecloths?
Yeah, cloth napkins.
Cloth napkins, and yeah. Everyone's wearing a jacket.
You don't have to order through a clown's mouth.
God, I can't remember his name right now. This is going to kill me. It's, dang it. Who's the guy that was... Swearegen and
what? Oh, Deadwood. Ian McShane.
Ian McShane. I couldn't remember his last name. Oh, I kept wanting to say Ian Black. That's not who it is.
Michael Ian Black.
Man, Ian McShane. I might bother that dude at a restaurant.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Because I mean, how often is that? Let's say he's in Austin. Because I don't. I might just go and be like, "Hey, Ian McShane, I am a million times sorry for bothering at a restaurant." But see, I still would be like, afterwards, can I? Can I get a picture? I may just be happy with a shake of his hand. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
This is tough. This is tough. You're breaking me on this.
Yeah, I've got a couple, but I don't know if it would be a good experience. Like, if I were to bother these two people, I think I would actually like, I wish I hadn't done that.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But I would go either Jack Nicholson, not because like, hey, he's Jack, but because.
Here's how this, you ready for a bad Jack Nicholson impression?
Sure.
Let's run the scenario.
Oh my God! It's Jack Nicholson, huh?
All right, kind of eating dinner here.
But sir, I'm sorry. I know you're eating dinner.
Pal, got some eggs here. You want them to go cold?
No, sir. I don't. What?
All right then. All right. Wait outside.
I shall wait.
That's a terrible Jack Nicholson.
That was actually started off okay, but it It went off the rails.
Well, you kept bothering him.
And nobody.
Oh, you mean the impression?
Yeah, because his run in the 70s was the best run ever. One of the four best runs of any celebrity ever.
I feel like if they are, the bigger the star, the more likely I'd be. I don't think Arnold Schwarzenegger could expect to eat at a restaurant without me bothering him.
Right.
So I might go up and bother and be like, yo. But see, define bother, though.
No, or, I mean.
No, wait. What is the topic? Who am I interrupting?
Whose dinner are you interrupting?
So I'm not necessarily getting a picture with him. I'm just interrupting and saying hi.
Yeah. I just want to shake your hand. You mean something, that sort of thing.
Well, I don't feel as bad about that then.
Yeah. While you're answering your phone, I'll give you my.
I was expecting a call because I was really trying to get sometimes guest host and member of the extended mascot wedding family, Jimena Estrada, to call in.
Yeah, she's got a good one, I think.
Because she definitely has a good one, but I haven't been able to get in touch with her. Yeah. But one of her life goals on her bucket list is meet Larry Hagman.
Yeah.
And if she saw Larry Hagman, you know, who, anyway, not he's getting up there.
Yeah.
He's all right. If she saw him out, I guarantee you she would, like, knock, you know, the flout is out of his hand to say hi to him.
See, I think he's the perfect candidate because he's not like, he's not godlike in his celebrity status. And he's also, God help me, he's a little frail. So he's not going to put up much of a fight or be cantankerous.
He's going to be like, please leave me. And you're like, yeah, get ahead.
Not after four more pictures, I won't. but yeah, that's the perfect one. That's like that's right in the wheelhouse. I've got my other one. Would be Hank Aaron, because that guy was awesome, and that guy is a living legend. And I would I'm starting to get like a little misty right now just talking about it. I would be honored to meet him.
You know who I would?
Who's that?
Salma Hayek.
Oh sure,
that's a pretty lady.
Agri agri is what I would say. And right as I'm getting arrested,
you know what I would do?
What's that?
I would see Monica Bellucci and her husband's name, which escapes me at the moment.
The guy
Vincent Cassell.
Yes. Thank you.
I would stick my big, stupid face right between their beautiful faces, put an arm around each of their shoulders, and be like, hey, camera phone, and I would interrupt their stupid dinner.
I want to tell you, thank God you said stick your face in between their beautiful faces.
Yep.
Because that very easily could have been, you could have been arrested for boating without a license.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Neither do I.
And we move on. They're making a new Dallas, by the way. Did you see that?
I did see that.
And it's not a reboot.
What? Wait. Okay. Hmm.
Yeah. Or, I don't know. Sorry, it's not a remake. It's a reboot. Meaning Larry Hagman's in it playing JR.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's
and
a
also,
sequel.
TV's Patrick Duffy.
Good for them.
Well, I don't know if I'd use the word sequel.
Well, but it's not a reboot because a reboot sort of clears the decks.
Yeah. A sequel. Can you do sequels in TV, though?
You absolutely can. Like?
I prefer the term reboot. Okay. Can we just agree with to use my term? Yeah.
Fine. So is it focusing on a new family now?
I didn't read the description. I don't care about Dallas. No, I think it's the same thing because TV's Patrick Duffy is in it. And then there's like, you know, Ewing's the Next Generation. And I think one of them's a Klingon.
Right. Okay. Oh, like Worf?
Yeah. And then one of them's got like a visor on.
Does he dress up as Worf?
The guy with the visor. It's not a visor over his eyes. It's just like it's like a visor.
Oh, like a banana clip.
Like a sunshade.
Like, what's his name? LeVar Burton.
Like Steve's. No, like Steve Spurrier wore.
Oh, good heavens.
Yeah.
Steve Spurrier. Okay, a visor. I'm on board now.
Okay, Jimena actually texted me and she's not calling.
Oh.
Let me see. Hold on.
Soaking up the sun like her hero, Sheryl Crow. Anyway.
All right.
No.
But somebody I definitely think that people would bother. The kid who played Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Daniel Radcliffe. Because
I was
reading an article about that movie series wrapping up.
That's right.
And this article, which was on CNN.com, which apparently Larry King's interviewing them.
Okay.
Like a special like Harry Potter thing. Because it's like, oh, you know, Larry King, that guy's retired, but if anything's going to bring him out of the woodwork, it's HP.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever read Harry Potter?
Not a one.
How come?
Not for me.
Why isn't it for you? Let's get into that for a second.
I'm not big into fantasy.
You didn't like Star Wars when you were a kid?
Well, but I saw that more as an action. I didn't really see that as like I'm talking like wizards and warlocks and stuff like that, and magic and spells and potions and stuff. I'm not big into that.
You didn't see Lord of the Rings as action?
I did, but that had more of a percentage of wizards and warlocks and all the stuff I don't like than of action. And so that wasn't for me. Mm-hmm. But also Star Wars was set in space, which is always awesome.
See, I never got into Harry Potter.
Okay. And why not?
You know, fantasy always, I don't know. It was like a children's book series. I wasn't a child anymore. And I know that they're really good and everything, but I don't know. It just didn't get into it. I've seen a bunch of the movies and mm-hmm. I've enjoyed them.
Yeah.
But I probably will not read the books. What was I going to say though? Yeah. But I guess Larry King, that's big enough for him. Anyway. And so this is a very good example of careful what you tell a journalist.
Uh-huh.
Because it's this big, long article about like how, you know, he's like, oh, you know, we filmed the last scene and Daniel Radcliffe is like, well, I don't remember how old he is now, but I know that Emma Watson.
Yes.
Their ages were listed. I only remember hers because she was 21. That's easier for me to remember. And she said she was like 9 years old when it started.
Mm-hmm.
So for the majority of her life, she's been filming these things.
Oh, yeah.
And so Radcliffe was talking about how, you know, like, oh, yeah, the last day on the set, it was very emotional. I started to cry. The title of the article was Radcliffe Cries Like Baby on Set. I was like, oh, there you go, idiot. Yeah. Shouldn't have said it. But here's the thing, and there's a good thing about this movie, is that these were like children.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and now they are adults.
They have grown before our eyes.
Yes, and it has let these child actors grow before our eyes and has let us become comfortable with what they look like now. Because
mm-hmm.
here's the thing. I don't think these people take offense because they're millionaires.
Right.
But that kid who plays like Rupert Grint or whatever, is that his friend's name? Ron Rupert Weasley. Grint. Rupert Grint, who plays Ron Weasley or whatever. That guy is not the most attractive man in the world.
No.
But you know what? We've been used to that kid's face, his adult face, for like 8 years now or something.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't think that guy's going to have too much trouble getting some more roles.
No, not at all. As opposed to like a Haley Joel Osment who went away for a while and now he looks like someone kept Haley Joel Osment's face and put it on an adult's head.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah,
weird.
Like, what was it, like Danny Bonaducci? That was a cute kid.
Mm-hmm.
As an adult, that guy's face looked like someone that microwaved a potato and then stabbed it.
That guy's a dumb thug anyway.
Yeah, that guy's, you know, he's awful.
That jerky monster.
He is a complete monster. Yeah, but I mean, it's like, hey, you know, that actually kind of worked out.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, if they ever make a sequel to Equus or a film version, that kid's on board. It's my favorite reference. By the way, spoiler alert, I know how the Harry Potter movie ends.
How's that?
Dan Radcliffe's career dies. Hey!
Take a lap. Take a lap, Mark.
An old joke.
When does that come out? Does that come out next week?
I think it this weekend?
No, not this weekend.
I don't know.
There would have been bigger fanfare about it.
Wasn't there? Maybe there. I don't know.
I don't know.
Coming out soon.
Man, this...
You know what? I bet the Potterheads know.
This summer's been in the toilet.
Oh, movie-wise?
Yes.
Come on, you still got Cap to look forward to. Your brother's favorite movie, Cowboys and Aliens.
And his favorite series, Transformers.
Oh, really?
We talked about this.
Come on, Al.
He might... Oh, happy birthday, by the way.
By the way.
Well, I already called him earlier. Derek Jeter hit his 3,000th on his birthday. Very nice. But... My brother a couple years ago, he was like, it was his birthday. And I was like, hey, what are you going to do? He's like, I'll probably go see Transformers again. I was like, again? But I don't know how he feels about Transformers 2. So I'm holding out hope that he saw that one and lost his mess at Transformer Heaven and walked out of the theater like I would have had I not paid midnight prices for it or late night prices for it. Anyway. This movie season sucks is what I was saying.
Man, I feel like it was better than last season, though.
Really?
Yeah, because what were you looking forward to last year?
Ugh, I don't even remember.
Inception, and that is it.
No.
Well, actually,
Scott Pilgrim, Toy Story 3.
Oh, okay.
What was that other one that we really liked?
I was looking forward to Iron Man 2.
Yeah, I think, America was. And then it became Judd Apatow's Iron Man, and nobody liked it.
Damn, I liked it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people did, too, with the dollars. Yeah, I mean, it was the director's cut is what we saw.
Yes, exactly.
Anyway, I kind of want something dumb to laugh at, or I want something to explode, and mm-hmm. I feel like I'm getting a lot of that this summer. And mm-hmm. I don't want something to explode in a... see, I say that, but I'm not looking forward to, like, you know, half these movies or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, fine, I agree with you. Is that going to... Will that wrap up the show quicker?
Always does.
All right.
Let's... you want to do this first and then this, or how do you want to do it?
Let's close the show and then do that stuff.
Okay. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs.
Various night jobs and side gigs, underline.
Yeah, we're just saying you might want to check it within the next 24 hours. I almost turned into Brady Stevens.
Being mascotwedding.com, if that is something that interests you, of course.
Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, @mascotwedding. Thanks for listening. This was a fun show.
Yeah, fun show. What are we going to close the show with, David?
We're going to go out with Obits from Moody Standard & Poor. This is I Want Results.
Stay tuned for the clear spot.
Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Austin.
Hashtag Austin Donk Scene. Do that noise again.